A large cult following after its one-day release based on a Broadway play or an off-Broadway play. I'm guessing whoever wrote it was gay. I can't remember, though. Beth Broderick is here, and Andrew. Now, Andrew, is it Levitas?
Yeah, and that's the second time you got it wrong.
Last time I was here, you couldn't get it either.
What I call it, Levitas or
something?
Like Levitas, I got it, right? You know, from Party of Five, and Beth, of course, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and I ran into our favorite Caroline Ray yesterday.
No way.
That's my girl.
Right.
Where?
At a home improvement store.
Caroline and I both just bought houses, so we're living at Home Depot. We go together on lunch hour.
Yeah, she doesn't exactly have the eye of the tiger. I was talking to somebody who was, like, helping me, and she was like, are you guys going to be long? And I'm like, hey, Caroline, yeah, just a couple more minutes. She's like, well, we're going to go eat then. I said, you know, we'll be done here in a second. She just has to circle something in a catalog. Yeah, we'll eat. I was like, you're going to go eat and then come back? Yeah, we'll be back. I said, Caroline, I swear to God, I'm almost done. That's okay, we'll eat.
The contractor keeps saying, we're going to need sinks. She's like, oh, right.
That's what we were looking at. she was trying to Bogart the sink book, and I told her I had to take a look at the sink first, and then she went to eat.
It's a great affection for you, too, that was being expressed.
Mm. Yeah, I'm going
to
go eat.
She wanted to spend some extra time with you.
She couldn't even stand with me for another 8 minutes until she got to the sink catalog. All right, well, anyway.
That's good to have you back. You're back, too. Anderson's back in full force. You know that?
Yeah, he stood up.
Man, I almost fell over watching him stand up.
Without the use of his four-legged aluminum cane, which is great. All right, so let's talk about Psycho Beach Party, because it just came out, and I was reading a good review on it in the, I think it was the L.A. Times on Friday on my way home from the airport when I was in Toronto, but that's all I know.
We got a great review in the New York Times, too. It's actually based on an off-Broadway play by Charles Bush, who also wrote Vampire Lesbians of Sodom and Die, Mommy, Die. He's
gay. Die, Mommy, Die. That's gay. Oh, yes.
He's an old friend of mine, and he's a really a fascinating guy, because he does always play female characters, but he does it in a way that's really female positive.
Die, Mommy, Die?
Well, yeah, it's actually they're all really strong women, and it's kind of, you know, there's a lot of drag artists that kind of, for my taste, make me uncomfortable. They seem like really anti-woman.
Angry. I see.
And Charles is not. Charles plays great, beautiful, glamorous, wonderful women.
Now, is this, I was thinking camp, a fair amount of camp in this movie, and a fair amount of sort of John Waters sort of flavored comedy in this. Yeah. And a send-up of the Frankie and Annette, sort of 60s beach party, beach blanket bingo type of movies.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of parody in it, a lot of movie references. It's very funny.
So is it scary?
What do you think, Andrew?
Well, scary, it packs a wall off.
No, it's not scary.
Titillating?
Wait till you see Andrew wrestle.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Who are you wrestling?
This guy, Nick Cornish.
Oh, you're dressed like a guy. Nice. You wear
in oil.
Underpants? Oh, oil. Yeah. Great. Yeah.
Nice 1960s, bathing suit bottom, very sexy stuff.
And does it take place in the 60s, or is it just sort of parody, that genre?
It takes place there.
Everyone's got the beehives and those.
Oh, I've got those crazy, like, bell-shaped dresses with my little chicken legs sticking out the bottom. Ridiculous.
Drew wore one of those the last Teen Choice Awards, I think.
I did.
Yes, looking good. All right, we'll take some calls. By the way, it's at the Lemley Sunset 5, if you're out here in Southern California. Los Angeles, and University Edwards, Irvine, Art, wait a minute, I'm just reading straight off this page. Irvine Art in Long Beach, is that right, Ann? We'll get this straightened out.
The Art in Long Beach, Edwards in Irvine.
Okay, there you go.
Huh?
There you have it. Nicole?
Yes.
You're 19.
Yes.
What's up?
My boyfriend and I had sex a few days ago for the first time, and everything was great, but the thing is, he said the condom he was using felt as if it was cutting off his circulation, and when he ejaculated, he felt as if his penis was being suffocated and his balls were sore. So, I was wondering what contact I mean, he's an average guy.
When he says sore, does he mean in pain, or they were upset at the penis?
Man, I worry about suffocation, too. I wonder if the oxygen supply, whether there's adequate flow through the condom.
Right. You'll have to cut the penis off eventually.
Well, he said it felt as if somebody kicked him there several times. So.
Right. And did he tuck the testicles into the condom like I do, or did he leave them out?
No, he left them out.
I see. Well, we've never heard that complaint, have we?
I've heard that kind of complaint before, and it's usually guys just arguing to find a way not to use a condom. It's not an overwhelming symptom usually.
Sort of, it's like when OJ was trying to put the glove on.
Yeah.
And he was like struggling, and he almost fell over, and he was like, "This ain't no way. This can't. No, it doesn't work."
Yeah, and it's the old. I'm hitting your diaphragm. You have to take it. Yeah.
Right.
He actually insisted to use the condom.
All right. Well, let's keep him going down that path and look into different sizes of condom. Okay,
well, you guys, how long have you guys been together?
We've been together for about 3 or 4 months.
And,
are you on any other kind of birth control?
I'm on, I just started birth control like 2 months ago. And
so you're covered.
Yeah.
All right. You guys are monogamous, right?
Yeah.
And he was a virgin?
No. He's had sex before, but I've only had it like once.
So it would be a good idea for a new article. Kind of new article came out today in Annals of Internal Medicine about female-to-male transmission of HIV that showed that given adequate levels of virus in the blood, which is really the issue, female-to-male transmission is just about as likely as male-to-female transmission.
Yeah. Why? We thought it was something else.
Let's not forget syphilis is back big time.
Syphilis is back. In my years as a physician, we've gone through several waves of syphilis. And syphilis is easy to treat. The problem is people let it go. They, when the chancre goes away, which it will, they just assume it's gone, and it will come back.
So, hey, Nicole?
Yes.
But you guys are monogamous, your boyfriend and girlfriend have been together for some months, you're on birth control.
Yeah.
So you can probably start working the condom out of the equation.
Yeah, well, listen,
hold on a second, everybody.
I know, but here's
what I want to say. It's so easy for us to sit here and tell everyone to put a condom on every time, all the time, play it safe and all that, but we're living in the real world. These guys are a couple. Yep. She's on birth control. They've been together for a while.
Why don't they both go get tested? Go get tested
and then lose the condom.
There you go.
All right?
I'll go for that.
So it was the condom fudge, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. And what other tests should you get? Because, you know, you always talk about the AIDS test, but the chances of this guy having AIDS aren't that good, but the chances of him having something else are probably greater.
Chlamydia?
Well, if he has no symptoms, though, the probability of those tests being positive are pretty remote. So you get tested for syphilis, you get tested for AIDS, you do the Wood Light test.
Oh, yeah, I had that one done on my penis.
You just ask your doctor for an STD screen.
Right.
And he'll be able to do it. He'll know what that is.
I was watching TV on Saturday, and they gave out this something on KTLA. They had, like, the Lucite Pyramid Award or something for excellence in sexual responsibility in broadcasting and television or something. And they're giving one out to, like, you know, the guy who played George Jefferson and stuff. And we thought, where are we on these things? How come we never get a phone call?
We got the
Shine Award.
Shine Award twice.
Oh, we did. Yeah. I never did pick mine up the second time. Yeah. I sent an Indian to get it the second time I won it. Steve, he was drunk, so it didn't work out that well. Steve.
Yeah, hey, man.
You're 16. What's up?
That's my main name.
Hey, Thank you, Steve.
Can I fart for you real quick?
You want to fart?
No.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's all right, good evening.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
What was that?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's
awesome. We bought it.
Yeah. All right, Steve, thanks for that. Was that it, or did you have a question?
I got a question. I got, like, this really hairy.
I got a question. How's that phone smell?
It's terrible.
You have a hairy ass?
Yeah, and I just wanted to know, you know, because my girlfriend does not like it at all.
Yeah, you're screwed, too. You're 16.
Yeah.
My ass looked like a couple of dolphins' heads that were together at 16, and now I can't. I lost my keys in the crack the other day.
Minotaur.
Yeah, you're screwed. If your ass is hairy at 16, you have a very, very bleak future when it comes to ass hair.
Santa Claus's mouth, is that what
you're saying? Yeah.
I'm Italian, and my eyebrows grew together when I was like 12.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You can try waxing.
Yeah, no. I'm a good waxer.
No, it really
wax your ass.
There are people that will wax your ass.
Yeah, but
I know they're Asian women. These poor Asian women. It's like these poor Asian women. They come to this country, and then Americans go like, "Hey, could you get my crotch? Put some wax on there. Come on, get up in there, honey. Come on, you got those little hands. Get in there."
But this, what you're talking about here, are basically trying to, you know, pull the coat off a chimpanzee. You know.
Right.
And there are laser techniques that can be used. Come on. You should get that.
Okay, but hold on a second. We decided, and I don't know who we are, because when I think we, I'm thinking gay males. And like Pam Anderson and five of her friends decided 6 years ago that it wasn't okay for guys to have hair on them anymore. After millions of years of men having hair on their bodies, somebody decided that they could no longer have hair, and like idiots, as guys, we all bought into this. And then what happened is all the guys started shaving and plucking and waxing and lasering. Now, none of the guys had hair, and it left a small percentage of guys who really felt freakish because they still kept the hair that the other guys yanked off. Guys are supposed to have hair on them.
There are magazines for those guys.
Let's talk about
right?
the Playboy wax and all of that. Now, nobody's supposed to have pubic hair, period, now. I mean, it's like...
Right.
That's where a lot of the
girls in the porn movies with those little tiny hats on, it's just horrifying.
Those are horrifying. It's terrible.
Yes.
Really terrible.
It really offends my delicate sensibilities. I know I speak for Andrew when I say that.
But listen, retching,
he's 16, he has hair on his ass, do we need to send him to a laser facility, or can't a 16-year-old lad in this country run free with hair on his
ass?
I
say go wax it, you may like it.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not sure you can wax, I mean, that'd be tear his epidermis off. I mean, you're talking about...
Where do you stop? You know what I mean with the wax? You're just going to have a mohawk going down the center?
Well, but I've seen, you know, if he shaves it, you know, and he's going to get all those red bumps.
Well, the shaving is the way to go. It'd make more sense, really. But I'd shave and then the light. I think the laser is the way to go. But listen, I forgot what I was going to say.
If
you shave, make sure you tone afterwards, you know, like use a toner and like rose water or something.
Tone afterwards.
Tone my ass.
Next time Ray shaves you?
Listen, geez, you know, my buddy, like 14 years ago, gave me $20 to shave my ass, and I took it. And Drew holds it against me. You don't have good friends. You guys just sit around with your ascots and read the Wall Street Journal. You don't know what it's like to have buddies. You have acquaintances. You don't have buddies, Drew. That's the difference. Jake?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Jake.
Hey, how you doing?
You're 21. What's going on?
Hey, you people run a great show. I just thought I'd say that. I'm just tripping off the fact because, see, the difference, she gets phone calls like this all the time, but the difference, I have to listen to you people. And it's a great show. It really is.
You have to listen to
you incarcerated?
I run your show every night. Just listen to your radio DJ, don't matter what station. But anyway, I'm sitting here listening to your show right now. I'm just tripping off the fact of the delay of the satellite.
Well, thanks, Jake. What's your question?
My question is, I keep bottoming out on my girlfriend and my fiance whenever we have sex.
Yeah.
You hit the cervix.
I know. And now the thing is, she doesn't want to get married because she says she don't think she can handle a lifetime of that.
Wow. You think that'll be an excuse, or do you think she really means that? Where I'm looking at the one woman in the room.
That's a good question.
Well, you know, that can be really painful.
Don't you think if a woman were really in love with a guy, she would sort of work with it?
Yeah, you got to work with it. Yeah. Absolutely.
But so it seems...
Can't it?
No, you can't.
I mean, it could pass a kid through, for goodness sake.
No, Jake, it can be uncomfortable for women, and particularly if she has endometriosis or any infection up there, or history of infection or scarring, or lots of things, cysts. Then it can be very uncomfortable. But even so, most women put up already with a lot with men, don't they? And if they're in love with a guy, they'll work with stuff. And this is sort of sounds like an excuse to me.
Yeah. Have you been willing at all to work with her about it? Like
my track record doesn't go to show either. My track record happens to be where every girl I know, they always complain about the same thing.
Destroying the cervix.
Exactly.
I am a big bully.
Well, maybe you're going at it a little too hard there, baby.
Okay, nothing wrong with that, is it?
No, listen,
you
gotta pack on some weight.
Pack on some weight?
Yeah. Your gut will hit before your penis gets to the cervix. Hey, I haven't talked about it in a while, but I came up with this idea. What do we call that? The love grommet? It's like a batting donut for your penis. It's essentially a foam rubber donut. You slide it over the penis. It's about an inch and a quarter thick, and it doesn't let you bottom out. The donut. the donut catches before the penis hits the cervix, and we make it out of a space-age sponge-like fiber that gives you a little spring-back action, too.
Mm.
You
I
see
think
what
that's
I'm saying?
The slogan.
I think that's a good idea.
The donut stops you before it hits the cervix.
That's right. Yeah.
I think you should patent that, honey. That sounds like a really good idea. Big money maker.
Hey, you work a little ring toss into the foreplay. It's a good time. Keep it right there on the right on the bedpost.
Also, you know, you could look into using Astroglide or something that's like a really good lubricant, help her out a little bit.
But it seems like it's the deep penetration that's causing her
right.
a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me that when this is a problem, the woman has to set the tempo, and that means she's got to get on top, and she's got to be the sort of depth. The
Cape.
Purveyor of depth. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She can't just lay there and let the guy go to town on her. Right, am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, I think it's very helpful in establishing, you know,
yeah, and he's got to work it out a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
But if she don't want to marry him, it's not because of that. What name is that, Drew?
Danae?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
You know, I masturbate and stuff, right? And then sometimes it gets, like, really boring.
Already?
Well, you got to kill yourself.
Why do you do it?
It's 16.
Well, I mean, it's like, ever since I broke up with my boyfriend, I got, like, all horny and stuff, you know? And so, like, now, when I masturbate, I cannot, like, satisfy myself.
All right. So you missed the human part of this, right? The interpersonal part.
Yeah.
Which is normal.
Right. Mm-hmm. You need a vibrator.
So I'd say just relax.
Well, do you have an orgasm?
Yeah.
How are you doing? You're still bored.
Yeah.
This is women. Yeah, that's right. That's
16.
What that is. No, but it's the difference between men and women. Right there.
Right.
Yeah, and then you know what you need is a relationship, but don't rush out. Just take your time and realize that's what you're missing. And go ahead and find another boyfriend as time goes on.
Well, why don't you give it a couple days off and see if it doesn't reignite the spark? Once in a while that happens to me, you know. Things get a little even in the greatest love affairs like the one I have with my hand. Things get a little stale.
So he switches hands.
They get a little passe. So we take a little time off, like when a couple takes a vacation apart from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we both think about what we mean to each other. My penis thinks about what the hand means. The hand thinks about what the penis means to it. And we reflect. We have a little quiet reflection. That goes on for about 15 minutes. And then we crack off. We're right back on it again. All right. Yeah, 16. Women are so whacked out sexually they can't even masturbate.
Well, it's more evolved.
That sounds like a kind of a blanket statement.
I know.
Pal.
I know. No, they can masturbate, but it's like they got to light a candle. And you know, we were talking about this last week, and every time I talk to a woman, and maybe they just don't want to admit it, but I go, "What are you thinking about when you're masturbating?" They're like, just, you know, like a Pegasus, and
unicorn,
scented candles.
No, I mean, they have
potpourri.
Women have
stuff.
Very vivid fantasy lives.
Yeah, but they can't. Maybe they don't want to admit it to me, but they can never seem to nail it down. Well, it was this guy, then he turned into that guy,
mm-hmm.
then it turned into a few guys, but all their faces were blurry.
So let's put it this way:
one of them was wearing wings.
Before you came here and you masturbated, what did you fantasize about?
Whatever was on the VCR. Exactly.
Whatever you're looking at.
That was the person.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever's in front of
but
you.
Men are very visual.
That's right.
Women are not
That's
particularly
right.
visual.
That's right. It's a more emotional experience.
It's
more
emotional
experience.
And it's a more visceral experience.
Yep.
It's more, and it's has a lot to do with
intimacy.
Actually, intimacy, mm-hmm. language.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a whole different ballgame.
Yeah. It's nothing to do with the language. I didn't
also,
have the sound up.
Let's
once
face
the
it. You know, I mean, when I was at this girl's age, you know, you didn't, if you brought a diaphragm with you, you were a whore. This could be your eighth date, you know, your tenth date. I mean, women still have a hard time owning their sexuality because there's still this myth of the, you know, the whore and the Madonna. I mean, that still exists. You still see this people patterning like that all the time.
I tried to work a little dialogue in one of my masturbatory sessions about 6 months
you
ago.
You mean turn the sound up?
No.
Does the sound actually work on your television?
No, I was going off of memory.
Oh, I see.
And I was, you know, normally it's just like pure memory, but I was like, I must have been drunk or something, because I was like, I was working a little like, hey, you know, like a little scenario, a little role play, a little fantasy.
There's
one point in it, I think I told you this, there's one point when I was realized about halfway into it, and she went, "Oh, you're so big," and I started laughing. Like, I was like, "All right, hold on, I got to start over now because I just made myself bust up." So I had to like take a quick walk around the bedroom, then get back into position, and I said, "Okay, no more talking. This is not working out." Alfonso,
yeah,
you're 16.
Yeah.
You want to know if there's a legal age to have a vasectomy?
Yeah, in the state of California.
All right, that is a fine question. We're going to take ourselves a little break, all right?
All right.
All right, can you hang on?
Sure.
All right, don't try to do one of those home ones with a coat hanger or anything, right?
Hell no.
All right, just hang tight. We'll take a little break. We'll be back with Alfonso and his penis after this. Oh, yeah. Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Large bands, small clubs, big mystery. The Miller Genuine Draft Blind Date is back. This time, you can win a trip for two to the MGD Blind Date in San Francisco. Zone 105 will be at clubs all over the Twin Cities, so keep listening to Zone 105 for details on where to register and when.
Check out our website at zone105.com, bro, for more details on where to go to enter.
The MGD Blind Date from Miller Genuine Draft and Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
How low can they go?
It's Superstore clearance time going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World drop and drow.
Oh!
With great deals on iTunes selection of adult videos, name brand stuff, and 800 superstars. Full length, uncut. Three for just $19.99. Need more? Take four. Four packs of hot Triple X action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
Get something for me?
Yeah, even you, Granny. Sex World's got it, and it's priced to sell. Check out the deals on two packs of Sex Inc. magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door. Two for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selection. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
Want to know what really turns me on? Running my hands through a man's thick head of hair. If hair loss is a problem for you, let me tell you how to stop it in its tracks and help you get back all the hair you've lost guaranteed. Introducing Soligard, the simple, effective answer to embarrassing hair loss. Soligard uses a simple three-step system that will replace your lost hair in less than 3 minutes a day, guaranteed, or your money back. When was the last time you invested 3 minutes of your day to make yourself feel better? If you've been experiencing hair loss for 1, 2, even 10 years or more, no problem. Soligard stops the problem where it starts, allowing your body to once again produce healthy hairs that, once replaced, will continue to grow for years. And with Soligard, there are no sexual side effects that some other hair replacement systems could cause. And I would assume that's pretty important, wouldn't you? Imagine looking in the mirror and once again seeing a full head of thick, sexy hair. Sound good? I thought so. Call Soligard now at 1-800-737-9825. Get your hair and your confidence back guaranteed. 1-800-737-9825. It's toll free. 1-800-737-9825.
Now, let's go live to our camera in the clouds for a traffic report. Dan, what do you see?
Michelle, I can't believe it. Traffic on 394 heading out to Minnetonka is enormous. I've never seen it this heavy. They must be giving money away out there.
Not quite, Dan, but close. The new Morris Ford dealership in Minnetonka is having a big sale. They have a huge selection of new Fords, Focuses, Mustangs, Tauruses, and SUVs, plus a wide selection of pre-owned vehicles. It's your chance to get a great deal on the car of your dreams, Dan.
You're right, Michelle. They're all converging at Morris Minnetonka Ford, 394 and Plymouth Road.
As well, they should. Who could pass up the chance to get a brand new Ford at a sale price backed up by Morris' reputation for quality, integrity, and service? And remember, Dan, at Morris, service is key.
Thanks for the tip, Michelle. I'm going to take my coffee break now.
Coffee break? Dan, you can't land at Morris.
Don't miss the sale at Morris Minnetonka Ford, 394 and Plymouth Road.
Did you know that today you can join the Army for as little as 2 years? You heard right, 2 years. Qualifying, you can take advantage of paid Army training and a great benefit package. and you'll still be eligible for Army benefits, such as money for college, 30 days paid vacation, and more. Not bad for just 2 years' work, but you have to make the first move. So call 1-800-USA-ARMY today. Be all you can be. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Hi, it's Tim Connolly of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. Well, it looks like U2's next album might just be a Halloween treat after all. The still untitled work is now being listed under an October 31st release schedule. Fans can catch a glimpse of the band's musical direction on the group's official website at www.u2.com, where a 30-second clip of the track Beautiful Day is available. The Zone Files, heard daily on Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
The alternative radio revolution lives on.
KCNR Lakeville, KCNT Cambridge, KCNT Eden Prairie.
Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Beth Broderick, Andrew Levitas are both here from Psycho Beach Party, which was out as of the 25th, which was Friday, I believe. You can find it at the Sunset 5 in Hollywood, Art Theater in Long Beach, University 7 in Irvine, or if you're somewhere around the country, www.psychobeachparty.com and find out all the cities it's in, hopefully one near you.
Hey, yes. Adam and I were just talking as we urinated together, as we always do.
Right.
That I guess Adam also, I want to talk about my incredibly awful Northwest Airline experience, but before I do, I want to hear about this story. Apparently Adam almost became a prisoner of the Canadian government.
Yeah. You could do worse, by the way, though. They have a pretty good health care system over there.
The Mounties came after you?
Well, no, the big fat lesbians came after me. Let's face it. Well, okay, there's certain things that are funny about airports that I was experiencing in the Canadian airport. One is, and I've noticed this from traveling, and I bet you all have too, but no one wants to talk about it, somebody must pick one nationality for security, and then that's it. That's it. In LAX, it's black. The only people who work security, whether it's any facet of security, LAX, black. In Canada, they're Indian.
Like,
okay?
Like
Eastern Indian. Yeah. Right. And there's other, I've traveled to other airports where it's like somebody decides we need, here's the nationality we're going with for our airport, and that's it. And I could just see them at the meeting. You know, it's like, how about we go with black? LAX already took it. Oh, Jesus Christ, no. How about Irish? No, there's not enough living close by. Well, why don't we bus them in? Now, let's go Indian. And it's like they all, that's it. That's it. They decide on one nationality, that's it.
No.
When you travel, you'll notice that. This woman was working customs, however. She pulled me aside as I was going through there, and everyone told me, when you travel, say you're there for pleasure. Don't get into the business stuff because it's a big hassle. And everyone told me 10 times, just say you're there on vacation. So I said I was there on vacation. I got pulled out of line. She opened my briefcase, and she found an itinerary that was about 9 pages long that started the following day at 7:15 and went every 15 minutes until 7 that evening and then started at 6:45 the next morning and went 9-minute increments. Uh-huh. It was like, you know, Good Morning Canada and this radio show and that radio. I mean, like, pow, you know, those itineraries that we all hate so much. So after getting to, like, the fourth page of this itinerary with 170 stops, she said, you still here for vacation? And I said, oh, Christ. I'm thinking, I'm going to kill that chip at our office because he told you, he's the one who told me, you're there for vacation. So she says, listen, we got to go through everything. So she starts going through the bag now. And here's what happened with the bag. Now, I got a Busty magazine in my briefcase. Now, here's how God works. If people don't believe there's a God.
A pot of pot.
If people don't believe there's God, here's how God works. I pack leave early. I think it is Tuesday morning, trying to catch the flight out of LAX. Have no pornography on me. I have a woodworking magazine. I have two or three woodworking magazines, a couple
airplane.
Of car magazines, a model airplane, all very straight, above the board, almost wholesome type magazines, model building and woodworking and all this. As I'm going down the stairs to get into the car, I say, I better check my mailbox because I haven't checked in a couple days. It's going to start piling up. I'm going to be out of town for a day. Open the mailbox. There's the busty in the mailbox. Now I'm holding the briefcase with the busty in my other hand and the car door open. Now what am I going to do? Stuff the busty back into the mailbox? No, it's going right into the briefcase. Fast forward 5 hours, me standing in front of the angry lesbians in Canada and her parading around with the busty magazine, actually showing it to some of her compadres that were there. Anyway, the whole part with the itinerary and the vacation didn't bode well. Didn't jive for them at all. They pulled me aside. I thought I was going to get the finger at one point.
Oh, my God.
Because here's my thing, too, though, and I think we should all be this way. It's not like I'm a heroin mule. You know, I'm coming to your crappy country to do a little publicity for some show. Oh, the Man Show, which I forgot to tell everyone to watch tonight, which we sold in Canada. Just let me go about my business. I'm not doing anything wrong. Why do I have to feel like a criminal? And I gave her a little bit of attitude, and she made my life miserable from that point on. I did not get the finger, but I had to stand in line for long periods of time and do nothing. And here's a very alarming thing, and I hope Alan Thicke is not listening to this show. But I got into an argument with the guy behind the counter who said, when you do all of these shows that are on your itinerary, you get paid for those, don't you? And I said, no, I don't. This is publicity, but I don't get paid for any of these appearances.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, yes, you do. A Canadian would. And I said, no, you wouldn't. You wouldn't go on a morning show and get paid for that. And I said, listen, what if Alan Thicke was doing a morning show, and look, he said, who's Alan Thicke?
Oh.
I said, holy Christ, you don't know who Alan Thicke is? Now we went a different direction with the conversation. You're Canadian, right? Yeah. Born and bred? Yep. You don't know who Alan Thicke is? Nope. He's your most famous Canadian. Don't know him. So I quickly shift gears into Michael J. Fox. They said, you know Michael J.? Yep. I say, if he did a morning show in L.A., he wouldn't get paid for that morning show appearance. That is what I'm doing in your country. So then he let me go. Didn't know Alan Thicke is. Horrendous.
I have a great suggestion, because I get picked out of line every time. I just look like a lady who has been shopping.
Wow.
You know, they have that look about me every time they
profile.
Go. You know, they give it, come here, we're going to sit there.
You're just cute, and I just want to talk to you.
So I have a yellow legal pad whenever I go out of the country and work, and I write down every single thing I've ever bought in that country. I mean, chewing gum. And by the time they get, like, halfway down the pad, they're just like, oh, my God.
Is it kill president?
Please, go.
All right, Drew, you want to do a tear northwest, a new a-hole before we move on?
Let me just say that I'll tell the story maybe after next break, maybe next hour, but I had one of the most awful experiences. They could have helped me. I ended up running through the Minneapolis airport to have the door shut in my face.
Yes.
No help from the, I mean, sorry, door shut. What did one of those look at the pilot for 15 minutes?
Right.
While they're rebooking me, I kept looking up and the plane is still here.
Sorry, sir. Sorry. We shut the door.
Yeah.
There's a few things in life. There's the meter maid who already started riding.
Yeah.
And there's the plane whose door is shut.
But
we'll be parked here for an hour, but the door's technically shut.
Here's something I wish I didn't know, that Catherine McCord got them to goddamn open the door for her.
Right.
After this, so that means it can be done.
This is our beautiful blonde co-host on Loveline, who told us a story once about waving to the pilot through the window, pointing
the plane
at the
back
door,
and opening the
guy,
door.
The guy got out and went and opened the door for her.
I know this happens. I now know it.
You better grow some boobs.
What drove me insane, though, is I got out at the gate like 12, and I had to go to gate 91. If they had, and I was asking for help, they're like, I don't have time for you. If they just said, sir, there's a pathway, a tram that will take you in 30 seconds across this.
Oh, you went all the way around?
Run 4 miles.
All right.
To get the thing shut in my face.
Well, and a man of your age, too. Could have killed you.
Outrageous.
Alfonso?
Yeah.
You're 16.
Yeah.
You want a vasectomy?
Well, I don't want to have no more kids.
No more kids?
16. How many kids do you have?
Oh, you don't have any kids.
I got a two-year-old. He's going to turn 2 in October.
All right.
14.
In the world that Adam wishes to create, I'm certain you would be this evening airlifted for a...
You'd be pulled out of line, yes.
Yeah, but in reality, I don't think you're going to find anybody's going to do that procedure for you, mostly because of concern that as you become an adult, they'll change your mind.
Right.
So I don't know that there's any legal aid other than the fact you would require parental consent.
Listen, we have talked to people who have two kids who are 23 years old and they can't get one.
They're very difficult. And doctors are very reluctant to tie tubes, I mean, for women as well, when they're that young.
It's ridiculous.
It's a response to the legal system.
But you know what it is to me? It's like it's the thing you sign before you go bungee jumping.
Yeah, but
it's
they
like
can get sued
sign,
later on.
But how can you sue? What legal grounds do you have when somebody comes to you? And says, shut up, and says, I want to have this procedure done, and you say, you understand the ramifications of this, and you say, read this, sign this, you do the procedure, and then they sue you later?
Well,
what
Attorney,
grounds do they have?
I didn't understand that paper they made me sign.
Why did you go to it?
I was too young to know that.
They should have known that. They should have done it.
Yeah.
Tough ass.
Is my point. Anyone who volunteers for something should be able to have it done, especially when it comes to not having kids, especially when you had your first one at 14.
But you know what? You should be wearing condoms anyway at the age of 16 because there's a lot of sexually active people around you, so be careful anyway.
And let's give Alfonso his props for wanting to stop having kids, all right?
Yeah.
At least he's got his head in there.
Yeah. Alfonso.
Yeah.
Couldn't you just hit your scrotum with a hammer?
Oh, man.
No? Okay, all right. I'm no doctor. I don't know.
Did you get that?
Right. It is good that you want to be responsible. That's very cool.
Yes. Although he was
a little late.
14 when he had his first kid. Okay, let's do the math. By the time he's 45, 7,000 kids. Carlos?
Yeah.
You're 17. What's up?
Hey, yeah. I was going to ask you guys, I wanted to know, like about 2 weeks ago, I was, like, in the bathroom, like, looking at my penis. I don't know why, but... I don't know, some stuff.
What kind of
stuff around it? Your balls, perhaps? Maybe your thighs?
You're going to have to help me a little more than that, Carlos.
Hold on, I think I know what he has. Stuff around the penis?
Yeah, the ring.
Very clear.
The ring?
Yeah.
The ring where you were circumcised?
No.
Or the ring that your boyfriend put on it?
Are you circumcised?
No, I'm not.
So was this a debris, something that's just stuck under you?
Pretty nasty.
Well, guys uncircumcised, they can get...
Oh, yeah.
Fungus and stuff.
Hubcap can get under there, sure.
But, like, around the ring, I have, like, I don't know, they look like little, little pimples.
Yeah, that's probably...
What's the ring, by the way?
I think he's talking about the corona, the head of the penis.
Oh, it is?
But, listen, you can get pearly penile papules up there. You can also get other kinds of... sort of clogged pores, let's call it,
mm-hmm.
But it's all normal. As long as it's symmetric all the way around?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's normal.
Yeah.
But keep things clean down there, right?
They call that Orion's C-ring.
Keep extra clean.
For you astronomers.
Extra clean.
I'll tell you, that could have got me into astronomy. They started naming stuff, the big dildo instead of the Big Dipper, like Orion's C-ring or something, that kind of stuff. That would have got me right into that. Cassie?
Yep.
Yeah. Cassiopeia. Hey, that's something up there, right? Mm-hmm. Does that mean something?
Sure.
Doesn't that mean something up there?
I guess.
All right.
Go ahead, Cassiopeia.
What's up?
Like, last Thursday, I met this guy on the internet, actually it was about a week ago, and he was 17, and we just, like, talked on the phone and stuff like that, and... he was like, do you want to hook up? And so I was like, yeah, sure. And
he lives near you?
Huh?
He lives near you?
Oh, yeah, he lives like...
Hey, just a board of advice for people that are meeting people on the web. Try to make sure you, like, have a reference, like somebody you both know or something in common so these people can't swoop in and...
Well, with Satan, I think they're both friends.
They're both friends with Satan, okay.
Or meet at a neutral place. Try to do that. Make sure somebody knows the name and phone number of who you're meeting.
Bring somebody with you when you first meet.
Yeah, I did.
Tie a piece of floss to your ankle and just have your dad keep letting slack out as you walk down the street. Tug on it twice if there's trouble. All right. So, oh, my God. Imagine if this thing was around when we were kids.
The web.
I mean, just hooking up, just sitting at night, just meeting people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, like one big party. So he's 17.
I'm 13.
Yeah. And where'd you meet up with him?
On the internet, and we
I know, but
we met up at the mall, actually.
And how old did you tell him you were?
16.
Mm. All right, so you met him at the mall.
And I was actually with my friend, and then she ended up leaving because she had an emergency. And so we were at the mall, and we went to his house just because, and he was planning on taking me home later. And
sure.
We ended up, you know, making out, and he, like, attempted to give me oral sex, but I was kind of reluctant, and so he didn't really get very far.
Dead. And so he didn't.
He didn't really, but he did. It's hard to explain.
Does he know how old you are now?
No.
Are you still seeing him?
Wait a minute. He didn't really, but he did?
I don't want to know.
I want to know. Threw the pants? What'd he do?
Yeah, he took off my pants, and, you know, he went down there a little bit, but he didn't really do anything to, like, you know, I didn't, like, have an orgasm or anything. It just, 13. You know.
Did you try to stop him, or were you enjoying
it? Well, yeah, I ended up stopping him.
Why don't we do a little probing on Cassie's history here, no?
Nope.
You don't want to tell us?
No, I don't have anything.
Yeah, I'm not getting a weird vibe off her. I'm just
really
sort of
not.
13 and a little big for her britches, which came off
heavy,
with the guy's house.
Trailer vibe.
Oh, really?
Uh-oh.
You white trash, Cassie?
No.
What are you?
I swear to God. I
believe you.
Huh?
What's up?
Nothing.
I'm with you. So what's your question?
And my question is, like, you know, what should I do? Like, should I tell him that I'm only 13?
Yes,
or
yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
No, tell him you're 12. Really freak him out.
But.
Yeah. You like him?
Yeah.
Well, you like the attention or you like him?
I like him, really, because I could get a guy, I mean, my age, and I like him as him. I don't like the attention. But
right.
I do, but I
do. Your dad is in the home.
Yes, he's in my house.
He's not an alcoholic.
He's not an alcoholic.
He's not away all the time. That truck driver.
We go to church and everything. He's an elder at my church.
Well, yeah, I understand, but he's available to you all the time?
Yeah.
All right. I see, I'm just getting here's the deal. We talk to people on this show that are 13 that seem like they're 19, and we talk to people that are 13 that seem like they're 9.
Yeah.
Cassie is a 13-year-old, and this happens with women sometimes,
yeah,
especially.
Yeah.
There's 13-year-olds that are like 18-year-olds.
There's usually a reason they've been moved along a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I wasn't getting that, you know, sort of abuse or rape or anything.
No, not necessarily.
She's just a little precocious and ahead of herself.
I'm getting the sort of no guidance at home kind of thing going on.
That's an elder in the church.
Yeah.
Hey, Cassie?
Yeah?
How old do you have to be an elder? Or you just stay there for a while? And what's going on? You like your dad and
yeah,
your mom?
I love my dad.
And are they doing a good job with you?
Mm-hmm.
This is your biological dad.
Yeah.
You know what? The truth is, anybody that you're going to have a relationship with, it's only going to really be good if you're honest. I mean,
yeah.
If you're going to have this relationship based on a lie,
yeah.
Which, by the way, is an illegal situation,
yeah.
It's not going to be good.
And here's the good news.
Mm-hmm.
20 years from now, you'll be single, you'll be on the internet, you'll be lying to guys that you're younger than you actually are.
Yeah.
So you can look forward to that moment, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good times. You know you've arrived. All right. I was thinking to myself, remember I told you I bought a case of wine for no reason a few months back, and that officially made me an adult?
Right.
I was sitting around. I actually bought a case of red wine for no reason other than to have. And I thought, now I'm an adult, because that's a serious adult move. I was sitting around watching TV today, and a commercial came on where a vacuum picked up a bowling ball. And I thought to myself, I own my own bowling ball. And I leaned back in the sofa, and I went, that's right.
You do.
I've arrived. That's right. I own my own bowling ball.
You got your own washer and dryer, red wine, and a bowling ball. That's big.
But when you own your own bowling ball and you're not too much into bowling, you've arrived, baby.
Fred Flintstone had a bowling ball.
That's right. That's my point.
Okay.
Good point.
Right.
Thank you. All right. We will take ourselves a little break. Andrew and Beth are both here promoting Psycho Beach Party, which is currently
Psycho
out.
Beach Party.
We'll take a little break, and we'll be back after this.
Love line. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
That's true.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Have you joined Tui's in Bristol for Liney Lodge Night yet? Every Tuesday is Liney Lodge Night.
That's right. It's 2-for-1 Liney Kugels from 7 to close. And join this station from 8 to 10. Listen to alternative classics and win great prizes, including tickets to Pro Kart indoors. The only Alive and Drive indoor go-kart racing track in the Midwest open to the public. Call 808-7223 for more info. Plus, Tui's will give you $1 off appetizers if you present your ticket stub from Pro Kart indoors. Tui's offers great deals during the rest of the week, too. Like all you can eat crab legs on Mondays from 5 to 9. 25-cent wings every Wednesday. And fajitas and margaritas every Friday. For you rockers, Thursday is Rock Night at Tui's. And if you're in the mood for the blues, come down to Tui's for live blues bands on Saturday nights with no cover charge. Tui's also has great burgers and awesome appetizer menu and pool tables and dartboards if you're in the mood to play. Now listen to this. Tui's is expanding. Tui's is looking for full-time and part-time bartenders, servers, chefs, kitchen managers, and DJs. Tui's offers flexible schedules, employee meals, and health benefits to full-time employees. Call 612-894-7022 for more details. Tui's is located 2 miles west of Highway 35W on Highway 13. Tui's. Join in.
Well, it doesn't take any great vision to see what is the hottest business and communications opportunity today. A new frontier of commerce has arrived in great force. The Internet. Already, many industries are retooling at a frantic pace to allow their customers a more efficient method of making purchases. As is often the case, technological advances have created a shortage of people who know how to utilize the Internet. There exist excellent employment opportunities for individuals who understand the three elements of e-commerce: creativity, administration, and marketing. A local school, the Minnesota School of Computer Imaging, a division of Minnesota School of Business and Globe College, is now offering a new educational program, e-commerce design, to empower individuals with the knowledge of website development, administration, and e-marketing. If you'd like information about this new e-commerce design program, call 651-229-3600. That's 651-229-3600. Or check out their website at msbcollege.com and enter the new frontier.
Well, we can all feel a little better about the world we live in. There's now an adult bookstore in Minneapolis that doesn't make you feel like you've walked into a sleazy dungeon complete with sticky floors and 20-year-old merchandise. They're called Lickety Split, and recently they were chosen by City Pages as the Twin Cities' premier adult book and video store. But you probably knew that. After all, adult entertainment is the in thing these days. And Lickety Split is a big reason why. The store is extremely clean and well-lit, making you feel comfortable while you shop to satisfy your wild cravings. They have an extensive collection of magazines, toys, and videos, including novelty items for everyone. Lickety Split also has an excellent collection of sexy clubwear and dancewear for amateurs and professionals. Open 24 hours, Lickety Split is located next to Rick's Cabaret at 251 3rd Avenue South. Parking is convenient and nearby. Let your daddy's dirty little bookstore rest in peace. Lickety Split is the adult adventure store for your generation.
You're at the coffee maker. You know, the 90s equivalent to the water cooler. And everyone's talking about an outrageously low airfare to some exotic city. And you're thinking, at least they're not talking about great deals to places you'd actually go to, because that would really make you angry. And they keep chatting it up, saying they found all these airfares on the Internet. And you say, who has time to surf? Then you realize they're talking email. They didn't log on. They didn't surf. These fares were sent automatically to them. They even picked the destinations ahead of time. It's called FareWatcher from Travelocity.com. It automatically sends you email updates when there are low fares to the destinations you're looking for. Yeah, that, Travelocity.com. The most powerful reservation system on the planet. Over 40,000 hotel properties, 95% of all the world's airline seats, and over 50 rental car companies. And just when you think you're handling this news pretty well, you realize everyone is staring at you because you just crushed a styrofoam cup of burning hot coffee in your fist. Ouch. Travelocity.com. Powered by Sabre. Go virtually anywhere.
GEICO auto insurance customers are frugal people. They value a dollar, and they save a lot of them by switching. To prove my point, I'm joined by a real live customer, Erica Willis. Erica, will you give me $10,000?
No.
There. Proof that GEICO customers do not like to part with any more money than they have to. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. You could keep 15% or more of your money. 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO Direct. The sensible alternative.
It's a fact. One in every 10 used cars has a major problem. By major, I mean major. Caught fire, burned to a crisp, rebuilt and put up for sale. Happens every day. Make sure you're not the poor slob that buys this piece of crud. Get a vehicle history report from Carfax.com. They'll give you the real history on any used car. Visit CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report. Next time we will discuss... Flood damage.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Tonight we have from Psycho Beach Party, which is a movie which just came out this Friday. Beth Broderick is here and Andrew Levitas as well. You can see it at the independent, smaller, cooler theaters. And just check into www.psychobeachparty.com and find out the cities that it's in and go check it out. All right. We ready to roll here, guys?
Yep.
Drew? Yeah. Marie?
Yeah?
What's up? You're 22. Drew, tilt that screen down a little. Would you, brother? I can't read it. There you go. What's up?
I am on birth control, and I went to my doctor at school, and I had heard in the past that in case of, you know, if you're going on a trip or traveling, that it's okay to skip your period. And the doctor...
To take the pills right straight through.
Yeah.
Right, to take the blue, skip the green, and just go straight to the new blue.
Right, right.
And if you're traveling.
If you're like, well, the typical thing...
Time zones?
No, the more typical thing is I've got a wedding coming up.
I've got a honeymoon.
I've got a honeymoon. I don't want to do that. Have this happening.
Oh, I see. I'm meeting my boyfriend in New York.
Exactly. I don't want to be menstruating.
Leave a trail from the airport over to the hotel.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. I get it.
Thank you.
If you're traveling. Listen, I don't understand that kind of code.
Well, he not only told me that it was okay, but he said it was even better to just skip your period every month. Because in the past, women, that's historically what happened, because they're getting pregnant all the time, that they just skip their period every month, and that for some reason that was better for me now. So I went ahead and I tried that. Not only did I not skip my period,
you bled like crazy.
I got it for, instead of, normally I'm 7 days, I got it for 12 days.
Oh, yeah. No, this is not good advice. What kind of doctor was this?
This is a doctor.
Your nose and throat.
Yeah. It was just a health center doctor, so I didn't know what was going on.
Was a physician,
MD? He was a physician. He's a gynecologist.
I've actually been reading articles about this. A lot of doctors are experimenting with this, and there's this theory that women need to menstruate less, but there's absolutely no proof that this is a good idea.
And see, now I'm really worried because I didn't know what was going on, so I just kept on taking the blue pills, and... Now, I just finished my period the second week of August, and I already have it again. And I'm not
You need to see something. There's something called endometrial hyperplasia that you can get. And there are other kinds of abnormal growth of the lining of the uterus that can be stimulated by hormones.
Okay.
And so it's something you want to get looked into. And abnormal bleeding is a sign of that. And it may just be they need to stabilize your endometrium by giving you some progesterone for a while and then putting you on a break for a while and just letting this all sort of settle down.
Do you suggest that I get off the birth control?
I suggest you do nothing until you talk to a gynecologist, but you talk to somebody you trust and who's well-trained, and don't change anything just yet because you start monkeying even more and it's going to get even more complicated.
Because I'm supposed to start my blue pills, well, it's Sunday night, so I still have another week of blue pills. So I keep taking
just
the blue pills
taking,
or I take the green pills.
Just keep doing what you're doing. Stay on the package you're on, but tomorrow you make an appointment with somebody to get this thing evaluated. Because you need a plan.
So who did you go to meet on this trip?
What?
Who did you go to meet on this trip?
my boyfriend and I were traveling.
I see.
So I decided, okay, this is a good time to try it. So I tried it, and now I'm all screwed up.
Yeah.
You're all screwed up. It's not a big deal. I doubt that you have
a great time on this trip.
I doubt you have any of those.
Just for fun. Tell us all the romantic places you went. That's great.
I know. I don't think it was worth it.
Did you give him some oral sex?
I'm not going to say this on the radio.
Yeah? Oh, please. You've already humiliated yourself. Come on.
Gee, thanks, Adam.
All right.
By the way, he's a big fan of your man, so.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, he's a keeper, this one. All right. So stay with him, possibly marry him, and talk to someone with some credentials.
Don't worry about it. I doubt you have any of those things I was mentioning, but it's something that needs to be.
All right. So what is the plan, then, if you...
The plan is if you have... excessive estrogenization. You can stimulate the endometrium, the line of the uterus.
But what wrong advice did this person give?
I don't think I bet he didn't give the advice she got.
I see.
I probably said maybe you could do that every 2 months or something, and she took it as, I'm never going to skip my pills.
Andrea.
Yes.
You're 34.
Yes.
You found your 6-year-old daughter putting things in her vagina.
Yes, I did. My biggest question really was because she just came back from summer trip with her dad. And I wondered if something, you know, kind of happened when she was there. Because before she went on the trip, she was not doing the stuff. And I caught her a couple times, like, taking her underwear off and going to hide in her bedroom. And
yeah, it sounds like there was...
Your ex-husband?
Yeah.
What kind of guy is he?
Well, he was an alcoholic.
What do you mean he was an alcoholic?
Well, he stopped drinking.
He's a dry drunk right
now. Dry drunk, yeah. And he was abusive and all that, yeah.
So why did you let him take the child away?
Well, we've been separated for 5 years, you know, in the courts and the legal system. You know, I told him all this. And
isn't there somebody supervising this from the courts?
No, not really.
Where did he take her on this summer trip?
He lives in upstate New York.
I see. So she just wanted to stay with him?
Right. He and her sister.
I mean, who knows what's going on?
Oh, he's living with his sister?
No.
No, her sister.
Her sister.
The two daughters. My sister.
Oh, and her sister.
Yeah.
I see. How old is she?
She's 10.
Oh,
all right.
Man.
She putting anything in her?
No, not that I know of.
Well, that's a good sign.
At the very least, it suggests there's been some abnormal...
Well, wait a minute. What about talking to the 10-year-old who will be a little more able to discuss these things?
Yeah, but
just picking her brain a little bit.
I'll tell you, this kind of self-stimulation and arousal mechanisms don't develop naturally.
Well, maybe she went and got hold of a couple of his porn movies or something.
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm not saying he did anything sinister, but something happened.
All right, so
it needs to be evaluated.
So how?
A child psychologist. Start with your pediatrician.
She can't talk to her.
Start with the pediatrician. No.
Can talk. Can't talk. Ask if anything went wrong.
Oh, you can ask, but you.
I mean, you get a vibe.
Well, people have training and they know how to.
It already needs evaluation.
All right. Listen, I'm going to talk to my kids. Sorry, I know that sounds old fashioned. Drew, you want to whisk your kids away to the Mayo Clinic every time they scratch their crotch? We'll take a little break. We'll be back after this.
Hello? Who's this?
This is Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on The Zone 105.
Are you tired of the same old restaurants offering you the same old things? Are the burgers and fries getting a little old? Looks like it might be time for a change. Esteban's extensive menu of Mexican and Southwest American specialties cannot be beat. In addition to the traditional enchiladas, burritos, and chimichangas, Esteban's also offers authentic chilies rellenos, sizzling fajitas, mazalan shrimp, and a mariachi platter. Ribeye steaks, grilled chicken, and Cajun pork loins are also available. At Esteban's, you can relax with a great margarita. Choose from 15 premium brands of tequila and a large platter of nachos. Then enjoy a homemade dinner with a Southwestern flair. Happy hours from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 4 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Esteban's is open for lunch and dinner with a full-service cocktail lounge, and group space is available for up to 50 people. Menu items are also available for takeout. Make that change and visit Esteban's today. Esteban's has two locations, one in Stillwater and one in Anoka. For hours and other information, call 612-430-1534 in Stillwater and 427-1970 in Anoka.
Spence Diamonds offers far better diamond value than anyone else, and you'll see that for yourself at SpenceDiamonds.com. I'm Doug Spence with three reasons to shop Spence Diamonds in Roseville or Bloomington. First, selection. You'll see an unequaled selection of thousands of engagement and wedding ring designs. Second, price. At Spence Diamonds, you'll discover diamond prices you didn't think were possible, and there are plenty of examples on our website. And third, product knowledge. You'll find the know-how of our people invaluable for learning about how diamonds are graded and priced, and you'll love the high-tech instruments we use to show you the differences between diamonds. So visit our website at SpenceDiamonds.com for examples of the savings you'll find when you visit our stores in Roseville or Bloomington. Better product knowledge, better selection, and better value. Only at Spence Diamonds.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds. In Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center. And in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
An unplanned pregnancy often sounds like this. An unplanned pregnancy can sound discord in anyone's life, but Birthright can help. Perhaps you're worried about finances and good medical care. Maybe you're concerned about the reactions of family and friends. Whatever your needs, you will find that your Birthright volunteer is a non-judgmental friend with a willing ear to listen and a helping hand in sorting out and solving your problems. Birthright offers free confidential pregnancy tests, counseling regarding all alternatives, financial assistance, medical referrals, and a continuing range of both emotional and practical support. So if you're involved in the discord of an unplanned pregnancy, remember, you have a friend at Birthright.
Birthright cares about you.
Call the Birthright office nearest you. They're in the business white page.
Calling all college students. Looking for a part-time job that fits into your busy lifestyle but still leaves you free on the weekends? Well, UPS is seeking highly motivated individuals to join their dynamic team. Work Monday through Friday from 3:30 to 9 a.m. or 4:30 to 9 p.m. Get a weekly paycheck. Get full medical benefits. And get paid up to $9.50 an hour for working out. If you can lift 70 pounds, call 1-888-WORK-UPS. Or stop by during their open interview sessions Tuesday, August 29th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Baldwin, Wisconsin UPS Center. That's 890 Hillcrest Street, Baldwin, Wisconsin, from 8 to 4 or call 1-888-WORK-UPS. Don't miss this opportunity. Stop by during their open interview sessions. That's Tuesday, August 29th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Baldwin, Wisconsin UPS Center. Or call 1-888-WORK-UPS. UPS is an equal opportunity employer.
Time now for the weekly planner. Who's the best bartender in town? It's Shelly Miller. Join her every Friday from 9 to 10 at Spiker's in Fridley. She'll be pouring your favorite refreshments and giving away prizes. Email, fax, or send a postcard to Zone 105 for a chance to win free Spiker bucks to spend with Shelly Friday. Come visit DC Music USA in their new location at 911 University Avenue in Blaine. While you're there, register to win a trip to the Voodoo Festival in New Orleans in October. DC Music sells music gear for less every day to everyone. Brothers is the hottest bar in the Warehouse District. Happy Hour is from 4 to 7 and everything is 2 for 1. Even on event nights, Brothers, 430 First Avenue, always the best specials, always the most fun guaranteed. Large bands, small club, big mystery. Miller's Genuine Draft Blind Date is coming back this fall. Keep listening for details. That's the Weekly Planner. Listen for details.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station.
Gucci Boochies.
Right about now.
Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free zone music at 9 a.m. just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yeah. All right, I kind of screwed that one up. I'm not going to try it again. Tony Hawk's going to come in a little bit later this week, and we'll talk to him. That's always nice. Good guy. Tonight, we have Beth Broderick and Andrew Levitas from Psycho Beach Party, which, again, you can find if you just get on your computer and go to www.psychobeachparty.com and find it near you. It came out as of last Friday. I guess it was a hit off Broadway for how long? Was it there
for
some years?
A long time. I think it was like 10 years or something that ran off Broadway.
12 years.
Yeah.
And now it's a movie. And boy, there must be a fair amount of writing in converting something from a Well, it wasn't a musical, was it?
No, it was a play, but it actually the director, Bob King, is here. He and Charles did have to work very hard to adapt it from a play into a movie because you had to really raise the stakes. And it takes, I'm a writer, so I know it takes a lot of effort.
Yeah, I'm a writer, except for I don't write, so I don't know about, I don't know about how the effort part works. All right, Christine?
Hello?
You're 18?
Yes.
What is up?
I've only had sex like 10 times, and... during intercourse, I like hear a sound that sounds like a fart, and I'm just wondering, does that mean I'm like loose or I don't know what it is, and it's like freaking me out.
Yeah, you have a whoopee vagina. That's coming from you though, right?
Yeah, but I don't know, like, is that like normal or is that like
What would this happens periodically to everybody, but what is the recipe for this? Is it it's vigorous sex meets moisture?
It's different people, different positions.
Right.
It's the air of those two people in that particular angle.
Right.
Getting in there.
And to air is human, Christine, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
Absolutely normal.
But is it during certain positions that you notice it more?
Yeah.
Yeah, like which ones?
Like when I'm on my back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Geez, that would be my guess for the least loud.
Yeah, I would have thought doggy style was the most out of them.
Yeah, doggy's the one you hear it the most, and, and it's really the most vulnerable position for hearing the sound. You know?
Yeah, I like it. Hella freaked me out. I'm like, what the hell?
Don't laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I always bring a towel in that position to bite on in case something funny happens. Just bite on that towel. All right, Christine, you're normal. You're fine. Everything's good. The guy just crank up the stereo. You guys get good and drunk, and no one will know. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
All righty. Amber.
Hi.
You're 17.
Yeah.
What is up?
About. Like 9 months ago, I started on Depo-Provera, which is birth control.
Right.
And recently, like within the past 6 months, it's hurt during sex. Like, I don't know if it's made me smaller or...
No, probably it might make you drier. And estrogen is a good thing for the lining of the vagina. And the Provera, or progesterone, sometimes isn't as good. Or it sort of causes a depletion of estrogen, let's say, and it can make it irritable and friable, and less moisture.
Friable.
Yeah, like
this is your vagina on drugs.
Friable means like it bleeds easily, and that kind of gets irritated.
So what should I like?
So Depo-Provera means what?
It's
progesterone.
Progesterone, yeah. So you got to talk to your doctor about that. It may be better if you be on the pill. However, I was just reading some data that suggests that there's been a decline in the teen birth rate in this country in the last part of the 90s, and about 75% of that was due to increased use of these long-acting birth control.
That was Charlie Sheen's sobriety, too, wasn't it?
Roughly.
Put a pretty big dent in it.
And so these agents have been extremely important in terms of utilizing effective means of contraception, so there's less likely to be failure using these long-acting means.
Right. All right, so she should...
She should talk to her doctor about maybe switching to the pill. I bet that would do it.
All right, Amber?
All right.
All right.
Thanks.
Good times. Yeah. Jonathan?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have boils, I think, right above my penis and, like, between my legs.
That's terrible.
You have boils?
Yeah, like, it would hurt. They hurt when you touch them.
Are you overweight?
No.
You asked because stuff may be rubbing together?
It just, in those moist, folded areas, bacteria tends to proliferate more.
I see.
Is there anything I could take like to get rid of them?
Yeah, you can take antibiotics sometimes.
Uh-huh.
That's a common thing that people get.
What's the difference between a boil and a carbuncle and a zit?
It's all basically the same stuff. As far as you're concerned, it's the same.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. So soap could clear that out.
Fizahex, antibacterial soaps, could might help it.
I've had it for a while now.
Well, then you may need some antibiotics. So sometimes, usually these things are staph, and it sometimes means eradicating the staph on the surface of your skin. So, okay?
All right.
Thanks. That's got to be nice for the ladies. I may run into the boils now. Is that a boil, or are you just glad to see me? Here we go. Jake.
Yeah?
Jake, you're 16.
Hello?
No, he's not.
No, you're not. Jake, you're not 16.
Oh. I'm 15.
You're 15?
Yeah.
All right.
Adam Carolla?
No.
Man show.
Oh, thank you. You love
Whatever.
The man show?
Yeah.
Good.
This is the sweet spot for your listening demographic, or viewing demographic here.
The 15-year-old retard?
The pre-pubertal 15-year-old.
Right? That's right. Thanks, Jake. Did you watch tonight?
No, I missed it.
Oh. Now, how do you say you love something and then you miss it the night it's on?
I was gone. My grandma had a heart attack.
Oh, that is no excuse. No excuse. Why? When she saw the girls jumping on trampolines, she had a heart attack?
No, she had a heart attack earlier, and I had to go to the hospital.
All right. Is she okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a question tonight?
Yeah. I had a physical with, like, this really nasty old guy.
Yes. Yeah. He was 31. Right?
Well, I'm sexually active with my girlfriend and all.
Good for you.
Yeah.
It, like, really grossed me out. Now, whenever I have sex with her, it's like I can't get him out of my head.
What'd he do to you?
Grab my balls and turn my head and cough.
Yeah. Anything else?
Like, he's all going like, you like that and all? And
oh, no.
No, he didn't say that.
You damn lying. You know it.
You like that. Most little boys like that. I've not had the turn your head and cough thing in a while. That's a hernia?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're feeling for?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now they just actually feel my hernia and they ask me to cough, right?
Right. They just grab the hernia and say, oh, it's getting bigger, Adam.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had this hernia down in my junk area for, it's been a good 6 years now. Right. It seems to be holding pretty good.
Yeah.
No reason to do anything, well, right?
You start putting the roof on your garage. It'll
come oh, really?
Propel further.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Okay. Doing fine. Right. Doing fine. When I had a little surgery on my hand, Drew suggested they take care of my hernia at the same time. What is that? It's like it's like the mechanic saying, well, as long as we're going to drop the tranny, let's just go ahead and redo this, you know, the pressure plate and resurface the flywheel. I mean, as long as we got it up on the rack, they wouldn't do that, would they?
It might.
You know what
really?
If you're under a general, why not?
I like going under a general. I'm looking for any excuse to go back under a general. Are you kidding me? People are always like, every time you go under the general, you have a chance of something going wrong. But how bad could it be? You're passed out. You know what I mean? You'd never know it.
No, I've had them come in and say, we couldn't intubate you, it was impossible to intubate you, we had to go through in panic, it was scary.
Oh, really, when you're under?
You could die, yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, and I know maybe I'm getting a little too philosophical about this, but I certainly wouldn't want to know I was going to die before I went under general, but after, it just would be nothing. You drift into nothingness.
But you don't have kids. And
whoever
like
had to drive you home just wouldn't have to make the trip. That's all.
You have nobody that relies on you for anything.
Well, Drew, you'd be in a poorhouse a week after I went under, so are you kidding me? Look, Drew, I got you and your kids and your wife to support. Look at it that way.
I just want
to
thank you for that.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. Cavi?
Hello?
You're 16?
Yes.
What is that?
I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah?
Like, my vagina lips, they're, like, long, and I want to know if there's any, like, surgery I could have it done.
There actually are those sorts of surgeries, but not at your age, I wouldn't think. So it's
no?
And I don't think it's anything you should necessarily be concerned with, okay?
Mm. Okay.
Wow, are they long?
Yes.
And, has anyone seen them?
My boyfriend.
What's he have to say?
He really doesn't say anything, but I feel, like, uncomfortable. You know, it's embarrassing.
Yeah,
why don't you talk to him about it?
Well, have you compared it to your friends?
I told one of my friends, and she's a lesbian, like, had her take a look at it. And she said, like, comparing to her, it's one of, like, really long.
How long are we talking? Wait, you should consult a lesbian friend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And had her take a look and put her up on the rack. Let's take a look.
Yeah. Talk about a gig.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, I'm a lesbian. Oh, no, I know vaginas. Yeah, we'll have a look. That's nice.
16.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a gay friend examine my penis for a weekend. For up in Mammoth. It was, I don't know if you need to look at it the entire weekend.
It's so close, too.
Yeah, right up there, the mouth and everything. Yeah, it didn't seem right. Yeah, at the time, you know. I mean, with all the acts I had in me and everything, it seemed like a good plan. Kathy?
Yeah?
Yeah, you'll be fine. Although they do have these procedures.
Right.
They have these, like, gynoplasty procedures.
Yep,
where they have like hymen repair and or and they have like you know, labia tux, and there it's a burgeoning a field that is going on out here. Have you heard anything about this?
Yeah, this all just sounds insane to me. I mean, I wouldn't worry about it. If your boyfriend's cool, and just relax. Get some magazines. Take a look at some other women's vaginas and you know, get familiar with what they look like.
Yeah, that might make her feel better to, you know, fix it all up and tuck it back in or whatever she's got to do.
But, I mean, she's 16. She shouldn't. Listen, here's the thing. They do come in different shapes and sizes, and guys aren't normal. I've never heard any guys complain about it. I really haven't. Do you know what I mean? Drew, you got a story?
No. I'm thinking that you never hear the complaint or praise.
Right. It's just there.
Yeah.
It's just, hey, thank you for letting me see it. Whatever shape it's in, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I've heard guys complain about odor, but and from doing this show for 5 years, that is the only complaint we've ever heard from a guy, right?
Yeah.
And we know guys will complain about anything, right?
Right.
And there's a few things that women think guys care about that they don't really care about, and then there's a whole bunch of stuff that guys really do care about that women aren't interested in hearing about, which is kind of ironic.
Right.
But the vagina, no, as long as it smells fine and they can get at it, guys are happy. Robert?
Sleeping.
Oh, really? Yeah. He's been on hold for 9 minutes. He's not asleep.
There he is.
You're 16. What's going on?
I was wondering if I could get warts on my penis.
No.
Yes, you can.
It's an impossibility.
Yes, you can.
It's a mathematical impossibility.
Most men do.
If you lived to 150, you couldn't get a wart, Robert. Not you, baby, because you're special.
What's the question about the warts?
I have warts on my hand, and I was just wondering if I could get a warts on my penis if I masturbate.
Well, that's actually an unusual thing, but it can happen.
No, it won't happen. Let me ask you, does your mother have an oven mitten?
No.
Okay. Investment. You're going to have to get one.
Washcloth? Socks?
Yeah. Can't you do what I do and use the cat's tail? Wrap it around. Robbie, and listen, I understand, and I can't figure this stuff out, like warts, for instance. Why is it if you have, and we've gone around on this, and, you know, the answer is it's a different virus or whatever, but you get a wart on your finger, you rub your finger all over your penis, you get no wart on your penis.
And the same is true of herpes. Why, if somebody's having a herpes outbreak, why can't they auto-inoculate themselves to other areas? Right, they could get it in their eye and they'd be in trouble, but why can't you push it on your skin?
Yeah, I mean, right. You get herpes from a towel or something,
right.
And now you got a herpes on your nose, and you scratch your nose, and then you scratch your nuts, and no herpes on the nuts.
Yeah.
Why not?
Right. Auto-inoculation.
I mean, I'm not going to argue with it, but I mean, it's weird the way these things are set up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But he's all right. If anything, add a little texture.
Along these lines of weird viral behaviors, there's a school of thought beginning to come out now about HIV that you should treat the virus like in pulses and give the body a time to sort of, almost like you would get a vaccine against it. So the virus would sort of surge on, and then you'd get it under control with the medications and bring the virus on and it'll surge again. Give your immune system an opportunity to develop an army against the virus. Take them off the medication, and sometimes the viral load stays down.
So to not continually knock down the virus so that your own immune system can't build up against it.
Like re-exposing it to bursts of the virus. Now, the problem with that is that you allow certain virus to also proliferate, and they become resistant to the drugs.
Right.
So you could either auto-inoculate or make multi-drug resistance, in which case you've got a big problem.
So what's the school of thought now?
It's evolving.
Anderson or
Andreas.
Hi guys.
You're 30. What's up?
I want to call and say you guys got a great show. We like listening to you.
Thanks.
My question is for Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
I had a severe case of epididymitis
mm-hmm.
a week back,
mm-hmm.
and I'm currently taking this antibiotic called Cipro.
Uh-huh.
And I really want to know what caused it initially. I talked to my...
You'll probably never know. Did you ever have an STD?
No, I've been in a monogamous relationship now.
So, what's epididymitis?
Epididymitis is an infection, the epididymis, which is the thing that sits on top of the pelvis.
Let me write that down.
And what infection, like inflammation. And it can be caused by chlamydia, it can be caused by gonorrhea, it can be prostatitis, can set you up for it. Any of those previous infections can predispose you to it, but it's most typically as I understand, a gram-negative thing. That's why they put you on the Cipro, because that covers gram-negative organisms.
So
yeah, they ran several types of antibiotics through me.
Yeah.
All right, but are you worried that you have a venereal disease?
Well, I'm not worried about myself. Could I have contracted it through my...
No, it's not a venereal disease per se. It can even sometimes be more inflammatory than infectious. I mean, the first course of antibiotics may have cleared it up, but you're left with this inflammation. So sometimes urologists will use anti-inflammatories like the Aleve or Nuprin or something like that.
So how does it present itself?
Testy pain.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I had
swelling.
My right testicle was like...
Swelling's not too bad, minus the pain. How come nothing swells the penis, Drew? Everything on the body swells but the penis. Do you notice that?
You know what swells the penis? You know we get these people that complain of sort of fracturing the penis? They're going out.
Trying to break some cavity in there?
They miss and he bends his penis wrong.
Right.
At Iowa State yesterday, there was this. That was one of the questions. And they described, he was like, well, what do you mean? What'd you see? Well, now his penis looks like a sweet potato.
Nice.
So,
yeah, it's putting the sweet back in sweet potato. All right. You know what's weird? My stepdad, he loves sweet potatoes. He don't like yams. And I always yell at him, listen, you idiot, a yam is just more of a sweet potato, you jackass. And he never listens to me. Guy drives me nuts with that. Could you imagine having to live with that? They like sweet potatoes. They don't like yams. JP? JP? Did JP hang up?
Sounded like it
to me. John?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry for disturbing you. But we have some important questions for you, like what's your goddamn question?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was wondering, because, like, I got raped at the age of 11, and, by, like, one of my dad's friends. And, I don't know, since, like, I was felt like if I was attracted to, like, guys, but, like, in a way only.
Well, what that kind of activity does is set up arousal mechanisms that tend to confuse sexual orientation.
Mm-hmm. What is this? Was your dad a biker or something?
Nah, he was like, you know, normal guy, but like that day he got loaded and, you know, he was sleeping and, you know, his friend was there and like he raped me and
I never did tell
anyone though.
Mm-hmm. You never did?
Nah.
And did this guy still come around and hang out?
Sometimes, yeah.
That's a good buddy. And you still have never told anybody?
No one. Like, just kept it to myself.
And now you're attracted to men?
Yeah, like, only in a way, like, I just, like, check them out sometimes, but...
And you think this is what did it?
Yeah, I'm pretty much, but, like, I'm just, like, wondering if it could be this or...
Yes, it could be that.
It's definitely connected.
Yeah, because, I mean, I like girls and everything, too, but, like, you know...
People are even talking more now about situations like this as men who have sex with men, not gay, but men who have sex with men.
Oh, I'd like to talk to those guys.
But that's what this guy kind of is. This sort of mechanism's been put into him, quite literally.
Right.
And he's not gay. It's not where he's going, because he still has his other sort of track.
I mean, left alone,
he would have been straight.
He would have been straight, yeah. But somebody got to him and screwed with him.
Yeah.
I have a girlfriend, but I just never told her anything either.
Yeah, you got to talk to somebody, John. You, with any luck, you can straighten this all out with a little bit of therapy.
Yeah.
And these are really post-traumatic stress reactions. Or,
I know, should I tell my girlfriend?
Yeah, but you don't have to feel guilty about having these attractions either. I mean, you know, there's lots of people in the world that are bisexual. There's a lot of different sexualities out there, and they're all great. You just need to take care of yourself in terms of this rape and really see a therapist and work through.
I wouldn't worry about telling anybody else except a professional.
So I shouldn't tell my girlfriend? Or...
You get yourself a therapist and tell that person.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. All right. Hey, John?
Yeah.
Here's the deal. How old's your girlfriend?
She's what, like 15 or something?
Yeah. 15. What's she going to do with that information? She's freaked out.
I'm just wondering, you know, if I should tell her or not.
No, tell a professional.
You'll freak her out. Just look at this as any other trauma in any other event, almost drowning, car accident, fire, whatever, and you're having some post-traumatic stress disorder. and you got to talk to somebody about it.
What is it to human, though, that, you know, they nearly drown in a shipwreck? They don't want to run back out in the ship and blow a hole in the hull.
Mm-hmm.
And right. Blow being the operative term there. But I know what you're saying. Drew and I have discussed this many a time, which is this, I mean, nothing could be more traumatic to an 11-year-old boy than being raped by one of Dad's drunken buddies, right? And in any other facet of life, and we all know people who got bit by a dog when they were young or almost drowned when they were young, and they won't go near the ocean or they won't go near a dog.
So they don't recreate the whole thing over and over again.
Well, there's a lot of guilt association with it. I think that because, you know, even though you are raped or have sex imposed on you against your will, if you have some kind of an erotic response to it,
which most kids do,
yeah, then they live with a guilt about that, and it starts to really grow into something.
Is it? But I wonder if it's a guilt.
Well, I agree with Beth. I think rape is a good thing. All right, we were going to. Is that was your point? We're going to take ourselves a break, and Drew, we're going to pee together, right?
If you're ready.
All righty.
You're gay.
When we come back, we'll talk to Robin. Is 30. Wants to know, has to get a drug test, wants to, smokes a lot of weed, and wants to know how long it'll stay in her system after this.
Love Line will be right back. So get your problems ready.
Hey, this is Astral.
That's true.
Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
I'm Brian Oak.
That's right, Brian.
Mm.
I'm Mary Lucia. Mornings on Zone 105.
Join us Tuesday morning, Semisonic. Stop by live for a chat in the Zone 105 studios.
They're going to be chatting it up with us before their big show, the big shoe at the grandstand at the Minnesota State Fair.
That's right. I imagine we'll find out all about the new record they've been tucked away working on all summer. We can also find out if bass player John Munson still has that porn star mustache going.
Also, listen all week long as Brian and I will just be giving away tickets to see Counting Crows and Live.
Hand over fist. We can't give them away fast enough. Join us mornings all this week on Zone 105.
The most music in the morning. Brian Oak and Mary Lucia on Alternative Classics on Zone 105.
Anticipation. Wanting. Mysterious. Desire. Fantasizing. Playful. Flirtatious. Stimulating, addictive, intimate, inviting, tender, sensual, erotic, exotic, temptation, tantalizing, sultry, seductive, sexy, hot, exciting, fun, heart pounding, breathtaking. Texas-style couch dancing, exclusively at Deja Vu, 315 Washington Avenue North, in the Minneapolis Warehouse District. You have to experience it.
The next time you're sitting at work, cruising the internet, hoping your supervisor doesn't sneak up behind you,
Johnson!
Ask yourself,
well, if this job's so great, why am I sitting here wasting my time?
Then do this. Cruise over to zone105.com and find yourself a better job on our job search listing. Job Search is a listing of the best jobs in the area from leading companies like TCF Banks, Arcadia, United Defense, and more. You'll find everything from IT careers to third shift opportunities. Better hours, better pay, better company. It's all there at zone105.com. Once you find the site, look for Job Search and click. You're there. Job Search is a partnership of this station and Ludlow Advertising. Oh, and just a little tip. Face your monitor away from the hallway.
Osterman Jewelers asks, have you ever thought about owning or getting a Rolex timepiece as a gift? If you have a big occasion to celebrate, now is the time to remember it with a very special gift. Anniversary, birthday, or just because. Nothing is more memorable than a superbly crafted Rolex from Osterman Jewelers. Choose the Lady Datejust, the Submariner, GMT Master, or President Day Date. Each one has been created with incredible care, great skill, and beautiful craftsmanship. Every part must pass exacting Rolex standards before the timepiece receives its distinctive crown. So come see the Rolex timepiece collection at Osterman Jewelers and discover why Rolex durability, unparalleled quality, and distinctive beauty make owning a Rolex so extraordinary. Osterman Jewelers, trusted jewelers since 1922.
Osterman Jewelers. They're proud to be your official Rolex jeweler. Conveniently located in Rosedale Center and Mall of America.
Corolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Corolla. It is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Skateboarder extraordinaire Tony Hawk will be in here a little bit later this week. And I don't know if I saw him at the X Games. He must have been there, like, doing commentary and all that kind of stuff. Psycho Beach Party is the movie we're talking about. Came out last Friday. Check into www.psychobeachparty.com. Boy.
And it's at the Lindley Center at 5 if you're in L.A.
That's right. That's Beth Broderick and Andrew Levitas. And, Drew, these things were only in the microwave for about 30 seconds. I think they need another minute or so. Mine's not boiling. Can we stuff a tea bag in this thing? All right. Anne's had enough. These things are, like, hotter than...
He's holding up a bottle of water.
Where were they? Were they, like, under a goose or something? that's good. It's better. Hey, remember when people thought cold water was bad for you?
Yeah, yeah. People around the world still think that.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just miserable. There's people around the world think cold beer is bad for you, too, those idiots. Boy. Hey, this is the greatest country in the world. Robin?
Yeah.
You're 30.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I have... Oh, by the way, welcome back, Adam. I'm glad that... glad to hear you back on. Stryker did a good job while you were gone, but... No one said, "Hey, listen, you idiots!" Like
all
you
right.
do. So,
thank you. Nice. You want to know? You want to know?
All you idiots!
My ass, you idiots!
Yeah, there you go.
I had a great time in Canada. The only thing that was disturbing about Canada,
white besides lesbians.
I passed a big venue where there was a big concert. White guys scalping tickets out front. That, I found that frightening. I've never seen that before coming from the United States. This guy's holding up signs. Who needs a ticket? I got a ticket. Who wants to buy a ticket? All lily white. And I thought to myself, wow, we got to be somewhere else.
Not a lot of diversity there.
Nope. Robin, what's up?
Well, I have a...
I'm sure they're horrible at it, by the way.
I have a drug test coming up. I have a job. I'm going to be interviewing for a job, and I'm probably going to get it, and I'll have to take a drug test. The thing is, I've been smoking pot. I just stopped like 2 weeks ago. It'll probably be, by the time I take the test, it'll be like 6 weeks, and I know it'll still be in my system. What I was thinking is if I take one of those cleaning kits to clean up your urine,
yeah.
I know that the test can detect that, but
that's
what if I
right.
do it now, in 6 weeks, will the kit still show up in my urine? Not so much the pot, but the kit, the cleaning kit.
The cleaning kit, though, if I understand, there's all kinds of different things out there, but most of those are designed to be used in sort of imminent anticipation of a urine test.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like so the night before kind
yeah,
of thing,
yeah,
right?
And it's not like it's going to pull the pot out of your system.
I see.
It adulterates the urine. And they will be testing for adulterating agents, I guarantee you.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So
that's what I'm saying.
You're much more likely to have an adulterating agent detected than the pot.
What is the gig that you're trying to get?
Oh, you'll just mock it. Don't worry.
Kmart.
Is it
a Walmart
gig? It's not the kind of job. Actually, it's working for the city doing, like, it's like a snitch job where I basically kind of...
Paddle on other employees?
It's called a security ambassador. It's up in Seattle.
Yeah, the pay's not good, but she gets to wear a sash and tiara, which
is
kind of interesting.
Good. It's just you have to live in Seattle to get there.
Security ambassador?
That's what they call it. It's just basically what you do is you kind of walk around downtown Seattle and just kind of, kind of just keep all the homeless people under control. And
every city needs a Hesher ambassador, right? Don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, they're jovial and happy.
And by the way, this is a job. This is a job that, like, when you have a factory and you have to hire your retard nephew, this is the job you give him to keep him out of the way. You're the ambassador of, and then it runs through your mind, Lithuania, France, security. Yes, you walk around the floor, make sure everything's on the up and up. Don't bother checking back. Just be on your way. So you wander the streets as the ambassador of security.
Yes.
Hey, Robin, here's the deal.
And what if you come across any foul play? What do you do then?
Basically, you're there to help, like, help homeless people find shelters. You're there to help, like, you're mostly there helping people. You help tourists. You're wearing, like, a uniform. Tourists are encouraged to approach you and ask
questions.
Right.
All right. Six weeks from now, you should be fine.
Don't lose any weight. Don't exercise heavily beforehand because that could mobilize it from your fat.
But, okay, so I can just lie around and just... But should I not
eat a lot?
That's
right. It's important not to move.
No. Eat carbohydrates and fat. Don't restrict your calories in the 3 or 4 days before going in.
Okay, and that should be fine. Like six weeks.
Six weeks should be plenty of time.
Okay, right on.
All
well,
right.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye.
I'm sure Seattle's such a progressive city. It's got to be the only place.
Just walking around in the rain, keeping things secure.
How much extra money do you have to as a city to start appointing security ambassadors, and how can we get in on some of this? You know what I mean?
You need to set up Microsoft in your town.
Jesus Christ.
That's what that is.
Yeah. We don't have enough cops and school teachers. They got security ambassadors walking around.
Yeah.
Is that what that is? You get Microsoft and Boeing, and now you get security ambassadors.
Yes, this is more fuel for keeping people like that, intact.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We need more people like that in our city.
More rich people to buy security ambassadors. All right, let's talk to Brian. Brian?
Yes.
You're 25.
Yes.
What is up?
My wife and I have three children.
It's like a hole monitor for life.
Yes, for
you know what I mean? It's like a hole monitor for the city. Yeah. Sounds like a good gig, though. Not really responsible for too much.
They have a big music hall. They've got that music museum now.
Don't use that drinking fountain. Someone put gum in that one. Use the other one down
it
the
floor. Sounds
the
too fabricated, too Disneylandish, too Spielbergian, you know?
Brian?
Yes.
You're 25.
Yeah.
What is up?
Well, my wife and I have three kids, and it seems like after our first child, our sex life is kind of diminished, kind of like her libido has dropped down.
Which is very common.
Well, I was wondering if there's anything I can do to help correct that. Should I just try to lay off and let her set pace? Or
has it gotten worse?
Had a labia drop and a libido drop in the same night.
Has it gotten worse with the subsequent two kids?
Well, not really.
So it's just since the first one's been bad.
What's that?
Since the first one, it's been bad.
Yeah.
What's she good for a week?
What's that?
What is she good for a month?
A month?
Well, I said week originally, but maybe not.
Too painful to say it that way.
Right. A month. What can we put you down for?
Maybe about three or four.
All right. That's approaching national averages.
Really?
Depressing.
Mm-hmm. That is depressing.
One and a half times a week.
Why do people not want to get married?
Maybe a bunch of kids in the house. Everybody's too tired. You can't work it in. You can't be too tired.
Let me tell you. If there's an owl hooting out on the tree, it breaks my rhythm. I could imagine some kids running around with a woofle bat banging on the door while I'm trying to bang mommy. I couldn't imagine.
Well, our kids pretty much take care of themselves. So.
How old are they? How's that possible?
1, 3, and 5.
Oh, sure. They're on their own by 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Right. One's heading off to college. The other one has their own life, old friends. They're probably embarrassed when you come pick them up from preschool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't like to be seen. They're
kind of cover their eyes.
Sneaking out the windows at night, hanging out, smoking cigarettes with their friends. Sure. One, 3, and 5?
Yeah.
Maybe you're done parenting at that age.
That's
autopilot.
Maybe that's the problem here is your expectations of what your wife needs to be doing is completely bizarre.
She needs to be on those kids all the time.
Well, the one-year-old I can see is going to need another 6-8 months worth of parenting. But the two and the five-year-old, I mean, they're do they vote?
They're good to go.
Five-year-old's signed up for ROTC. He's going to be going away to Thailand in 6 months with the Marines.
Well, if it was his choice, he would be, but...
yeah, they're on their own at that.
I think I'm hold off until about 18 on that one.
Good, man.
No, my wife and I, we share parenting about 50%. It's more like 60-40. She gets the 60, I get the 40.
I see. Do you both work?
Yes.
And so her just... Now, sometimes when a woman's libido drops off, and Beth, you can chime in here. Sometimes it's got to do with.
A lot of the time it's got to do with the man
and not being heard in the relationship
and that kind of stuff.
That's what I was getting at. If he's like saying, "Hey, the parenting's over now. Well, I mean, it's about me," she would be so angry that it would be unbelievable.
Women need communication.
Is not over yet.
Right. Okay. So she's not angry at you.
No. Not at all.
Okay.
You know, we have a very good relationship. We're best friends.
Okay.
Yeah, this is again, you know, you talk to the women, she's like, oh, my God, I've told him a million times, and this, and that.
Are you sure she didn't tell you something a million times?
Oh, I don't know. I only listen to her about 30% of the time.
There you go.
Okay.
Do you get any oral sex?
No, actually, she doesn't like doing that. But, however, I do that.
A five-year-old, on the other hand. What's that?
Well, look, there are multiple things that can go on. One is that there are hormonal changes, and sometimes something as simple as going on a birth control pill can restore some of that chemistry. So there's also the potential of there being a depression, both related to the stress of being a parent and or a postpartum process. There is the fact of the scheduling and the demands of childbearing, and then there's the interpersonal issue, whether or not there's something going on here, which we kind of suspect there is.
Here's the thing. Here's my take on this. If in a woman is closed down, sort of biologically, physically, does not, you know, just not in the mood, but loves the hell out of her husband, thinks he's a great father and a great husband and adores him, she's going to throw him a bone once in a while.
Absolutely.
She's going to give him a little oral pleasure. She's going to give him a little sex. She's going to realize that, hey, maybe I'm not into this, but I'm really into this guy and I want to make him happy.
Unless you're severely depressed.
Right, so, you know, once, twice a week, I'll give him a little action, even if my heart's not in it.
But if somebody's only listening to you 30% of the time, and you're not feeling like you're communicated with, a woman will shut down.
Absolutely. That's the problem. Peter? Man would never pull that crap on the road. Peter, you're 13.
Yeah.
What is up?
Well, my uncle had taken, like, an oath of celibacy. To be true to his wife or something, and about the other day I was rummaging through my old closet inside my room, and I found pornography, like, I don't know, magazines and videos.
Does that violate his oath of celibacy?
Well, yeah, kind of. Because I look up to him and everything. And
how does that violate his oath of celibacy? Maybe that allows him to maintain his oath of celibacy.
That's a celibacy tool. It's an aid, celibacy aid. And don't look up to him. You might get something in your eye.
Okay.
Now, is this Peter, what's your nationality?
I'm Mexican-American.
Oh, okay, because I heard something going on. I couldn't put my finger on it.
Smoke alarm, it's a battery.
Oh, is that what that is?
Huh?
Okay, you got to get that thing hardwired in, Peter. You can't just keep replacing that 9-volt every 10 minutes. So, don't judge your uncle too harshly. How old is he?
He's about, 43.
And how do you know about this oath of celibacy?
Well, because, we go to church every weekend, and it was like he went up to talk and everything, and he was talking about it.
Was he having problems maintaining his monogamy with his wife?
Well, yeah, because, he's living with us right now.
But was he having trouble?
And she's not living with you right now?
No. No, they're not living with anyone.
Yeah, I was wondering about the word celibacy.
They got in a little trouble together?
No, actually, she lives in Mexico, and he's staying with us for a while.
I see. All right, so this is something. See, Peter, one day as you get older and something other than urine and air comes out of your penis, you'll realize how important it is to have these tools in order to maintain your relationships, especially when people are in different countries.
Uh-huh.
He should be commended for this.
Okay.
You understand?
It's okay.
So, I'll tell you what. This weekend when you go to church, I want you to bring the pornography with you. I want you to stand up and make a declaration on your uncle's behalf, okay?
Okay.
Well, here's evidence that he's maintaining his oath of celibacy.
That's right.
I have hard proof.
That's right. You hold up that big jugs in Spanish, and
do they have that, by the way?
I'm sure they do.
They think they have it in large print for the older folks. Let's look into these things.
Well, there's Éxitos en Español.
I saw the Canadian Hustler last week when I was in Canada, by the way. Same chicks, by the way. Didn't notice the difference. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to Elvis. I don't know what his problem is, but his name is Elvis after this.
Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
I'm Brian Oak.
That's right, Brian.
Mm.
I'm Mary Lucia. Mornings on Zone 105.
Join us Tuesday morning, Semisonic. Stop by live for a chat in the Zone 105 studios.
They're going to be chatting it up with us before their big show, the big shoe at the grandstand at the Minnesota State Fair.
That's right. I imagine we'll find out all about the new record they've been tucked away working on all summer. We can also find out if bass player John Munson still has that porn star mustache going.
Also, listen all week long as Brian and I will just be giving away tickets to see Counting Crows and live.
Hand over fist. We can't give them away fast enough. Join us mornings all this week on Zone 105.
The most music in the morning. Brian Oak and Mary Lucia on Alternative Classics. Zone 105.
Anticipation. Wanting. Mysterious. Desire. Fantasizing. Playful. Flirtatious. Stimulating, addictive, intimate, inviting, tender, sensual, erotic, exotic, temptation, tantalizing, sultry, seductive, sexy, hot, exciting, fun, heart pounding, breathtaking. Texas-style couch dancing exclusively at Deja Vu, 315 Washington Avenue North in the Minneapolis Warehouse District. You have to experience it.
The next time you're sitting at work cruising the internet hoping your supervisor doesn't sneak up behind you,
Johnson!
Ask yourself,
well, if this job's so great, why am I sitting here wasting my time?
Then do this. Cruise over to zone105.com and find yourself a better job on our job search listing. Job search is a listing of the best jobs in the area from leading companies like TCF Banks, Arcadia, United Defense, and more. You'll find everything from IT careers to third shift opportunities. Better hours, better pay, better company. It's all there at zone105.com. Once you find the site, look for job search and click. You're there. Job search is a partnership of this station and Ludlow Advertising. Oh, and just a little tip. Face your monitor away from the hallway.
Osterman Jewelers asks, have you ever thought about owning or giving a Rolex timepiece as a gift? If you have a big occasion to celebrate, now is the time to remember it with a very special gift. Anniversary, birthday, or just because. Nothing is more memorable than a superbly crafted Rolex from Osterman Jewelers. Choose the Lady Datejust, the Submariner, GMT Master, or President Day Date. Each one has been created with incredible care, great skill, and beautiful craftsmanship. Every part must pass exacting Rolex standards before the timepiece receives its distinctive crown. So come see the Rolex timepiece collection at Osterman Jewelers and discover why Rolex durability, unparalleled quality, and distinctive beauty make owning a Rolex so extraordinary. Osterman Jewelers, trusted jewelers since 1922.
Osterman Jewelers. They're proud to be your official Rolex jeweler. Conveniently located in Rosedale Center and Mall of America.
Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on The Zone 105. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Beth and Andrew are both here from Psycho Beach Party. You can see it at the Sunset 5 in Hollywood. And also, you can log on to www.psychobeachparty.com and find it at a theater in your town. All right. We will get back to the phones and speak to Elvis. Again, Tony Hawk will be coming in here on Tuesday. We'll talk to him. Right now, we'll talk to Elvis. It's 20. Elvis?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I've had sex 3 times with my girlfriend, and I never had an orgasm, and she did.
She did?
I don't know why.
Well, she's happy.
That's good.
Mm.
And have you had sex with other people?
Yeah.
Did you have an orgasm?
Like after that? After I had sex with my girlfriend, you asking if I had sex?
No, in other times in your life.
Other
yes,
people. Yeah.
Other people.
Oh, yeah. And
yes.
With this one, I don't know. And I don't know, because I like her and I want to, like, you know, have a, you know, a serious relationship.
That's why you're not performing. It's because you're so anxious,
well,
and so overwhelmed. Want to be so...
Is he not performing? Is the penis not working?
No, yeah, my penis, you know, is all right.
You can't deliver, as we say.
And I can't, you know, I don't have an orgasm. And because, you know, the first 2 times... I was drunk, so I was like,
sure.
Oh, probably because.
Well, that's how she got you into the sack, right?
I was drunk and I was high, and I was like, maybe it's because this, you know, I'm having an orgasm. And then I was sober, and then I had sex with her, and nothing happened.
She complaining about this?
No, she told me, you know, like, she was like, I didn't have an orgasm after the sex, you know.
Yeah.
She told me,
all right.
You know, she came like, I don't know how many times.
Well, okay, what about if she finishes you off with a little oral sex? Do you think that would work?
She told me she would do that, but not yet.
Not yet.
So I don't know.
Yeah, she wants to see the money. I see. All right, Elvis, here's the advice.
Yeah.
She doesn't care, not that much, not yet, although women do take these things a little bit personally sometimes. Don't freak yourself out, because the more you freak yourself out, the less chance there is of it happening next time.
That's right.
And leave the booze, the coke, the weed, and all that kind of stuff on the nightstand, because it's going to get in the way a little bit.
Oh, like how?
Like
the crack
pipe's going to burn your Johnson. No, it's going to slow you down. It's going to numb you a little bit. You need all your focus. You need all your concentration.
Can I make you another question?
No.
Why not?
All right, because I don't believe the first one. All right.
I believe he smokes pot.
Wow, Elvis, you smoke a ton of pot, don't you?
No, I'm getting drunk.
Oh,
you
okay.
Smoke a lot of pot.
All right.
Oh, I didn't smoke today, either.
Yeah, maybe not today, but...
Tomorrow I will.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right. Go easy on that.
Yeah, it's right. Affecting your brain. We can hear it.
And don't masturbate for at least an hour before she comes over.
Oh, I'm like...
The pot could be the whole problem.
Those times.
Hey, Elvis.
Huh?
What do you do for a living?
Well, I work in
So you work?
Like in a store when they say clothes and everything.
All right.
Like, you know.
Okay.
I wish you wouldn't ask that question. I'm so scared one of these days some of these kids are going to go, air traffic control. And I'm just convinced that's going to come out of their mouth one of these days.
But listen, all you folks, and you know, I swear to God, I was drunk in Canada. I was there for 3 days.
I was drunk
for 4.
Yeah.
Now I don't know how I worked that out. I think something with the time difference or something. But I don't pass too much judgment on people. But I can tell you this: those of you who smoke a ton of weed and think it has no effect on your personality or your demeanor, we can tell, and so can everybody else except for your stone buddies. Just slow down. I'm not asking you to quit. Just slow it down a little bit.
They can't. Man. They have to stop for a little while.
Some people can slow it down, and some people can't.
But it's a cumulative effect. So in order to have all that stuff we hear go away, it's 6 to 12 months abstinence.
All right. And they should just put a hose up through their ear and just run tap water through it for a few months.
Tap water and oxygen, yeah.
Oxygen, all right. Shantae?
Shanti.
I beg your pardon.
There you go. What's up?
I was just curious on what the long-term and short-term effects of acid are on the body.
Well, it's a brain issue only. And short-term, it can affect your thinking and your mood. You can get a locked-in syndrome where you feel like you're not coming down and stay in kind of a dreamlike state. Long-term, the most typical problem is persistent and lifelong mood disturbances that can be quite, quite serious. Associated oftentimes with panic and anxiety.
Are you thinking about trying it, or you've been doing it?
I did last night for the first time.
Yeah.
And I was just curious.
The main thing is with making sure you don't keep using it, because every time you use it, it increases the probability of a lifetime of difficulty.
Did you like it?
Kind of.
How much did you do?
Just one tab.
Yeah. And did you see trails? Did you hallucinate?
Yeah.
Yeah, just let it be an experience and don't do it again, and you may have dodged a bullet.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll be fine. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
I don't know. Have you ever done any tests about the female brain versus the male brain in these sort of drugs?
Yeah.
It seems like the male brain has can take more for longer. Is that true? Or chick's not into it as much?
It's not.
Or nobody knows it? Or how does it work?
I know
it sounds like a horrible question.
Yeah, I don't know if there are comparison studies out there. There are studies done on just men and just women. And the stuff that I see on men looks a little worse.
Oh, really?
Maybe because they're doing
more. Are they doing more of it?
I don't know. See, it's because it's not men versus women, the stuff I've seen.
Right. I'm trying to think. I guess you'd have to go to a
look. There's so much data now coming out on the disruption of the serotonergic limbic system, the emotive system from these drugs. It's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Okay. So, listen, everybody, that's leave your brain alone just until you're, 18 or 20 or something. Then you use it like a Petri dish.
take it out.
That's right. Amber?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
You're 18? Good. What's up?
I've been having a recent problem. I've always kind of had it, but I have, lumps in my right breast. And around my period, they tend to swell a lot.
Those are cysts.
Well, I've had them checked out, and the doctors tend to tell me that there's nothing wrong.
Those are cysts. Those are normal.
Okay, well, my question is my boyfriend and I have been getting closer, and I wanted to know, should I just straight out tell him? Because I have a feeling he's going to, freak out on me.
No.
He won't even know. Tell him every woman has it.
Well,
most women have five nipples. If you told him every chick had it, he'd believe you.
Most women do have this.
Well, recently it's been pretty noticeable.
All right.
Don't you do eat,
well, if it's noticeable, then you got to tell him, right?
Isn't caffeine have an effect on that?
Caffeine, chocolate, smoking.
I've tried that.
Okay.
You tried all those things?
Yeah.
Well, double down on them. I agree with Drew.
You've been on birth control pills?
I was about a year ago.
Did they get worse or better?
I never had it before. It's just in the past 6 months, I guess I've noticed.
Somehow it'll get better on the pill. So.
All right, listen. We're getting back to this, but it's a good note to go out on, which is guys are not as nearly as freaked out over the stuff that you women think guys are freaked out over.
No.
They don't care. They don't
They're
like
They're just
that.
Grateful.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Happy to be there.
It's a real life chick. Oh, you're going to hold still and let me have sex with you?
Oh,
this
my God.
Is great. Can I call a buddy? Or? Oh, no. Stupid question. If I have sex now, then I'll call. Fine. Good. I'll put on my speakerphone?
Six
no.
Fine.
Question.
Fine.
Great.
Whatever.
Just hold still. Hold still. All right. All right. I'm done. Okay. Can I use the phone? We'll be back.
Hello. It's your radio.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
What, I gotta read the dribble off these cards?
Yes, you do, Mr. Grunt.
It's just a ball.
Trust the professionals and roll some tape.
All right. I remember when Jake would sit right there at the bar and lay down wisdom well beyond his hard work in years. He was jumping higher than a one-legged frog at a mayonnaise factory.
What?
He'd order up a batch of wings, a burger, or a chicken breast sandwich, knowing it was the best you could get on both sides of the Mississippi.
Gosh, yeah.
Roll up his sleeves and start showering us with nuggets of knowledge. It takes a big cog to wind up two pelts in a parcel. This is really starting to piss me off.
Let's keep it rolling. This is costing you a fortune.
All right. An honest-to-goodness time, or as Jake used to say. That was about as exciting as a hummingbird parade with hot sauce.
What the hell does any of this crap got to do with running a nice, clean joint with good grub and service?
Do you
think we have enough to edit this together?
Whatever.
Choose your tagline.
Grumpy'sBar.com.
You haven't heard from DC Music USA in a while, and that's because they've been busy moving into a bigger and better space. And you haven't seen anything until you visit DC Music USA at their new location. 9011 University Avenue in Blaine, near the Northtown Shopping Center behind Kmart. DC Music USA is celebrating with a grand opening party all day Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, September 7th, 8th, and 9th from 11 a.m. to close. Meet manufacturer reps, win fun prizes, and take advantage of great offers like a Remo 14-inch snare head. Was only $18.50, now only $5.99. Samurai Star 5-piece, only $399. Gibson Les Paul from $599. Elixir strings at $6 for $9.99. The Dario EXL electric guitar strings, just $2.99 each. Elixir strings, string electric or acoustic, $9.99 each. Supplies and quantities limited. Head in and register to win a trip for two to the Voodoo Festival with the Stone Temple Pilots in New Orleans, including airfare and hotel. Call for more info at 763-792-4686. The trip to New Orleans for the Voodoo Festival is brought to you by NewOrleans.com and Vanguard Airlines, where you can fly to Kansas City from just $69 each way. Book online at FlyVanguard.com.
Welcome to Arby Sabaro. May I help you?
I'm seeing double.
Sir?
There are totally two names on your sign.
Yes, sir.
So which place is it? Arby's or Sabaro?
It's both.
Did you know there are, like, two menus out here?
Yes, sir. One is Arby's menu with Arby's great roast beef, and one is Sabaro's menu with pasta and pizza.
You mean I'm seeing double in two different languages?
Sir, I'm sure you'll feel better after you eat.
Oh, right.
May I suggest our new pasta sampler platter? Lasagna, baked ziti, and fettuccine alfredo with a garlic roll and medium soft drink. Or maybe our new pizza feast with two slices of New York-style pizza, garlic roll, and medium drink.
Yeah, that one. Is it good?
We guarantee it or your money back.
Arby's Sabaro. Two great menus, two great tastes, one great place.
Here's your food, sir.
Whoa, look at these portions. I'm still seeing double.
Available after 5 p.m. at Arby's Sabaro Restaurants in Minnesota.
When someone makes you an offer, either you want it and take it, or don't want it and don't take it. Of course, there are those you want and don't take, and those you don't want but take anyway. And who could forget the offers you never wanted, said no to a million times, but they give it to you anyway. As for me, I stick to the ones I want and need. Like this.